We know agricultural educators.
And we know that the job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.
Hello, Owl Pellets. This is Marshall, Kate, and Brian here by the Owl Pellet with another great episode for you. We are excited and honored to have with us today Gary Moore from North Carolina State University. Gary has a phenomenal resource for all high school, middle school, ag programs, as well as university teacher education programs. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
So why don't we just get things started. Tell us a little bit about this resource you've developed for our ag teachers to use.
Over the years, I've collected a lot of historical artifacts. I'm sort of a historian on FFA. And Dr. Wendy Warner on our faculty teaches an undergraduate course in FFA. I come in and speak to her class every semester and bring in my artifacts. And then the students want to have access to those artifacts. So we decided to develop a website that has a variety of digital artifacts for use by ag teachers.
Fantastic. And we'll definitely be sure to link to that website here on the podcast and on the website. And so can you give us a kind of maybe what's the coolest artifact you've got on there, or maybe some of the things our teachers could find on there that they may not maybe not expect to see?
Okay, I'll mention several, but first let me tell you how I would use it if I was an ag teacher. Mm-hmm. Typically, ag teachers at the start of the semester teach a unit on FFA, and often they do a very boring job. The FFA was started in 1928. We adopted the creed in this year, and we had an FFA jacket in this year, and it's just a whole bunch of dates, and we want to make that a lot more exciting. So what we have done, we have identified and created some PowerPoint presentations that are a little jazzier than normal. We have collected some videos off of YouTube and other videos. Probably the most interesting artifact is a movie called The Green Hand. This was a movie that was created in 1940, and it showed in movie theaters throughout the South. And it was how this renegade thug boy became involved in the FFA and become the all-American citizen because of this. The movie is an hour and 20 minutes, but you can download it off of our website. So that's one of the artifacts. Another one we have is the New Farmers of America had a quartet contest. Mm-hmm. And we have a recording of a NFA quartet singing. Another interesting artifact, there was a song that was popular many years ago called I'm Dating a Boy of the FFA, and we have that song on the website, plus a bunch of other songs. So basically, the different categories we have a media category that has songs, we have photographs of old historic FFA things, we have a 95-question trivia. So when you're talking about where is the advisor stationed? Well, he's by the owl. But originally, he was by the owl's nest. We have a sentinel. Prior to 1945, there was no sentinel. Instead, they had a watchdog. So when you're teaching about FFA officers, you just throw in these. You know, yeah. You teach about all the current ones, but liven up your teaching by throwing in some of these trivia questions.
So, Gary, with young students, you know, freshmen, oftentimes they ask that question, why? Why do I need to know this? And they have a hard time seeing some historical components as being relevant to their lives. So if teachers are asked that question, why are you showing me this movie from so long ago, like, you know, it was ancient, or, you know, why do I need to learn this stuff that that is from the past? What would you maybe tell teachers to help them make these historical artifacts relevant to their students' lives?
Well, I would tell them two or three things. One, it's just really fun and interesting. So that's one of the reasons to learn it. And also another reason, when you learn what happened in the past, it gives you a better appreciation. So if you see where people have been before you, then you appreciate where you are now. And so it's more interesting to join an organization that's really got an interesting history. Like, we had a motion once to buy a B-29 bomber at the FFA convention in 1942. Yeah, we had a motion to buy bombers.
Wow.
It's, you know, students about one. Hey, yeah, I'm a part of an organization that thought about buying a bomber and give it to the Army. So.
Wow.
Well, you know, Gary, history was my least favorite subject in school. And I think it's because it never had any context that was relevant to me. And so we talk so much about aligning to STEM concepts. But it seems to me like there would be a lot of artifacts that would easily connect to some of these societal and cultural changes. What would you suggest to a teacher in looking how has America changed over the last 100 years, and how do you see some of those things reflected in our own culture, which students would be really interested in if it was, you know, FFA culture that followed kind of the culture of our country?
Well, that would be real easy to do. The way we look at the role of women in society, that sort of parallels the way FFA did. For example, we did not allow girls to be in FFA until 1969, yet we started the FFA magazine in 1952. The very first issue on the cover was Miss America. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were promoting women, but yet we weren't allowing them to participate. So we had FFA sweethearts in many chapters, and they wore a white FFA jacket. So if we sort of look at some of those things and parallel the role of women in society, you know, it just all fits together. If we want to teach about political science, we passed a motion once to buy a lamb from the American Royal, have it dressed and sent to President Roosevelt. So, you know, he was in the White House, so we could talk about why would you do something like that? Well, it's good public relations. There's a lot of ways you could tie society in with FFA history.
And I think that's the great point, Gary, and I really appreciate what the resources you've got. You tell that exact same story. I mean, so much we boil these things down to facts on a trivia question or Greenhand trivia or whatever else, but what's happening with women and the merger with New Farmers of America and everything else happening through the history of this country, the FFA has a parallel thing in all those activities. It's a great opportunity to really show what's happening in rural life, agriculture, and how that intersected with everything else that's going on in the schools. And those resources really bring it to life, because I think for so many kids, it's like that history is all what's boring dates, because we do a horrible job of teaching history, I think, overall. And this really brings it to life. And one of the cool things I saw at your poster today was the cap. That used to be part of the official dress, and whenever I was teaching high school, we found some of those in a closet somewhere. And my kids were just amazed that that used to be part of the official dress at one time.
And I have a feeling within the next year or two, official dress will change, and there will not be a official dress for men and an official dress for women. There'll be an official dress that says wear black pants or slacks, and so.
You know, I looked at that today. Someone had posted something on Facebook about the recommended official dress for both, and that required heels for women. And I thought, that's going to change real soon, I would predict.
Yeah, so that's there.
So we have these wonderful resources, but I think for teachers, it was always hard for me anyway. I'd have this great PowerPoint with tons of just great resources, but that's the what. The next part is the how, and what are the methods to use those? So if I were a classroom instructor and I were trying to use these resources and connect it to some kind of teaching approach, what would be some suggestions you would have? I don't know, in my head, I'm thinking group projects, or how would you use this in a classroom?
We have one section with teaching resources. We have web quest types of activities to have students go out and look for things. We recommend interviewing some of the senior citizens in the community who were in FFA to see
That's
what
great.
It was like in the old days.
And that could be considered an exploratory SAE, which
yes.
would be really great.
Yeah, so we have a variety of teaching resources that you can insert into class. So it's not just all PowerPoint. We have a whole bunch of Kahoot quizzes that you can access.
Well, I think that's great too. That you just that the idea there of using those resources, but use it as a jumping off point to tell the history of your local FFA as well as the national organization, because there's things happening locally through there that are paralleling what was happening nationally, and to hear the stories of folks who were in FFA years ago or retired ag teachers or folks in the community to go through and learn their local history. I mean, it's so sad to find people throwing away old FFA charters or whatever else they've got to kind of keep that stuff to tell their local history as a paralleling with the national history they got going on as well. That's great stuff.
I'm kind of curious. You know, now we design things so that they can easily be put onto a website, but long ago that was not the case. So do you have any, I'm just curious, and there may not be, but do you have any artifacts that are not website friendly that you know, nobody would be able to see unless they actually came to visit you? But do you have any artifacts that you might have a photo of on the website, but they're not actually there, and you've got just some cool treasures?
Oh, I have NFA jackets, you know, and we'll take pictures of those and put them up. I have some FFA medals that don't have the eagle on the top of them because in the early days, only the American degree had the eagle. So, but we have photographs and scans, and some of the early songs we've digitized. So there's some items that would be nice to put your hands on. At one time in the early FFA conventions, a delegate from Georgia would present the national president with a gavel. And the gavel was made from wood from the trees on the farm of Dudley Hughes of Smith Hughes fame. So I can show you a picture of it. Come to my office and you can actually hold one.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. I haven't really thought about this, but we all know you, Dr. Moore, as the historian for our organization. But as I start to think about, for example, in Oklahoma, there was a chapter where the Students SAE Project was interviewing the son of E.M. Tiffany, and the students became really engaged in that project, and it was a wonderful SAE. And I haven't thought about that, but, you know, with some of your resources, that could really spark teachers' ability to then send students on independent projects to be a historian for us. And that would be, I've never heard of an SAE that was based on, you know, historical research. I think that could be a really neat SAE application.
Yeah, it would be.
Especially for kids that don't have access to some of the more traditional SAE routes, and you're thinking, what could they do? What can I do to get them engaged in something when they, you know, may live in an apartment or not have transportation or not have much parental guidance? I mean, that's something that they can easily do with the resources within the school in a safe environment, and could be really, I think, enlightening for a chapter.
One of the challenges that we had a couple of years ago, we were trying to trace when the first FFA sweetheart existed. So we'd go back and look at old yearbooks. So you could have students in a school that has an FFA chapter go back in the yearbooks and figure out the history of their FFA.
Well, this is exciting stuff, Gary. We appreciate you spending the time with us and collecting all these things for years that you've been doing, and then putting this resource together on this website to allow teachers around the country to really access this kind of a thing. So as we wrap up, what's one or two tips you have for teachers to the things they need to do right away to utilize this resource that they have in your classroom today?
Well, I have two suggestions. One is go to the site, see what we have. And the second is send us material to put on the site. Mm-hmm. And it basically, this is designed to be a sharing cooperative. Mm-hmm. So if you send us the material, if you have some historic artifacts from your school, we'll put it up there and it'll just snowball.
What is the website address? So if folks are listening and haven't checked out the Facebook page, you know, if they're just listening in, could you tell us the website address?
Not offhand.
Well, folks, you're going to have to go to the Facebook
page,
right, in order to get it. And then if you're interested in sharing resources with Dr. Moore from your site and having them put on the website, please comment on the Facebook page, and we'll be happy to kind of link that up for you and get you in contact with Dr. Moore so that you can get those things there, and then all the world can see what your FFA has for its history.
Well, exciting stuff, and history of our organization and of our profession is so important. Make sure that you spend the time to get your students excited about our history. Again, as you said, to know where we're going, we have to know how we got to where we are, and I think this is exciting stuff. So, folks, another great episode of Owl Pellet. Pellets. We appreciate Dr. Gary Moore joining us from North Carolina State University. And for Marshall, Kate, this is Brian. Say thank you very much, and be sure to like our Facebook page, share our iTunes account with other folks, and we look forward to talking to you again on our next episode of Owl Pellets.
We know agricultural educators.
The job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.